There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Mighty Manfred with you once more on your coolest conversations podcast here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest today is Spencer Alexander, the bass player in the New York City area band Wildlife. Spencer not only works the four strings for the group, but is also their resident artist, responsible for the cover art of their various releases and t-shirts, etc. The band's new digital single, Kiss and Tell, is available from Wicked Cool Records and is the recent coolest song of the week. It's part of their upcoming album, Year of the Snake. Let's give some of that a listen now, and then I'll be back to chat with Spencer on our coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. On the line with me now and geared up for today's coolest conversations is Spencer Alexander, bass player in New York City's rock and roll band Wildlife. How are you, Spencer?
I'm doing great, Manfred. Always great to be talking with you, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. And you know, it's always great to be speaking with you. And we spoke most recently, let's see, what was it, back in October, last fall. And that was around the time your single Neon Nightmare came out. And since then, I've spoken with frontman Dangerous Dave Feldman. That was over the holidays, the Christmas single, Another New York Christmas. And now you've got a new digital single out. It's our coolest song of the week, Kiss and Tell. And it's released in anticipation of the new album, Year of the Snake, out in April on Wicked Cool Records. Spencer, you guys are a rock and roll machine. You're on a roll for certain. How you feeling about all this?
I feel great, man. We never stop, you know? I'm excited to finally get this stuff out, you know, because we recorded it a while ago. So, you know, to finally be releasing it is really exciting.
Well, when did you record this stuff?
Well, I think we started recording it May of last year, and just kind of going in and out of the studio with our pal JF Sanoff, just kind of chipping away at it over a couple months.
Okay, so I was going to ask about, last time we spoke, we were talking about the new single at the time, Neon Nightmare, and how its B-side got recorded at Renegade Studios, and Jeff Sanoff had engineered it. So you work with him on Kiss and Tell and all the rest of the album as well?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so you mentioned going back and forth, chipping at it a little bit over time. Would you just go in and record a couple of songs at a time, or did you go in and do basic tracks for a big chunk of the album and then come back and do overdubs? How did you work it?
Yeah, it was kind of like we started out just doing the basic tracks for everything, you know, doing everything live. So it's like, you know, me, Stevie, our drummer, Sam, a guitar player, just kind of laying everything down for every song. And, you know, we did that. I think that was over for like maybe 3 or 4 days or so, just doing that. And then after that, you know, going in with overdubs and doing vocals and adding keys and all that little, the extra stuff, you know.
So Kiss and Tell,
I'm told that Dave and your guitar player, Sam Allen, wrote that one. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and so do you have any idea how they came up with it?
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I'm kind of the wrong guy to ask. You know, they had worked it out, and they brought it to me and Stevie, you know, uh-huh. with like a little demo, and we kind of hashed it out. I do remember that it came together pretty quickly. You know, they had like a little demo and brought it to practice, and we just like started jamming it out. And it felt really simple and just quick for that one. Sometimes these songs can take longer to work out.
Right.
You know, it can be like over a couple months. You know how it is. But this one just happened real fast. And like, it's only like four chords, straight to the point, like any good song should be, right?
Absolutely. You know? I was thinking maybe there was one chord too many, but it works, man. It works really well.
Yeah.
So talk about Dave and Sam. They're kind of your Mick and Keith. You're kind of your Jagger Richards, because they write, you know, by far most of the material.
Yeah.
But I want to know, now, have you ever written a song for Wildlife?
You know, I haven't. My kind of role in the band is, you know, just obviously bass player, right? And I kind of do a lot of the artwork stuff as well. But yeah, like you said, they're the Mick and Keith, the Lennon McCartney, you know, the kind of creative force behind the band. And I kind of, you know, it's like, I respect that and like let them do their thing, you know, because they're the two of them in my mind are geniuses. And I'm always excited to see what they cook up together.
But just for the record, I want to say here, I know those guys are the, as we said, the creative force, but I'm ready for your Bill Wyman moment, you know. I'm ready to hear that in another land moment, you know.
So just keep sweet that, tune rock that, star.
Right. Keep that on the back burner, though, you know.
Oh,
now, I was wondering, when you guys were going into the studio, do you have everything planned out in terms of, well, we know what the arrangements are, we know what we're going to add to the tunes, or is going into the studio more like a time to experiment with arrangements and see how ideas develop?
Yeah, going to the studio, we try to have everything worked out ahead of time. You know, we're kind of conditioned, like with our past couple records, we go down to Atlanta and record with our pal Tuck Smith and Dan Dixon, you know, Tuck Smith from the Biters.
Right.
I think you've interviewed him on your show
yeah.
a few times.
Yeah.
So he's a good buddy of ours. But we'd go down to Atlanta, you know, and a lot, 2 weeks of time just to bang out a record, you know, do everything in 2 weeks, which you know how it is. It's not a lot of time to get something done. But so we're kind of conditioned to doing that. So we're like, try to have everything ready, all our ducks in a row, and just bang it out, you know. So this time around, we had a little more luxury just because we were working in New York City,
right,
which is where we're from, you know, so we could kind of go in and out of the studio, and it wasn't so much of a rush.
Now, you mentioned doing a lot of the artwork for the band, and I wanted to ask, mm-hmm. if you did the cover for the upcoming album, Year of the Snake?
I did, yeah. Yeah, that was, my latest, I like to call it my baby, you know. And when it comes to Wildlife artwork, I take that shit super seriously. You know, I take all my artwork seriously, but it's like, you know, when I see all, like, the effort and time we put into recording, and I'm like, I have to do this album justice in a visual way, you know?
Well, so the upcoming album out in April is Year of the Snake. Now, currently,
that's right.
It's Year of the Rat, 2020 Year of the Rat. And I don't think you know this, but I was born in the Year of the Snake, 1965. Did you know that?
My man, all right.
So I went to your Facebook page, Spencer, totally stalking you on Facebook, and I looked up your birthday.
No.
And I came up with 1989, which is another Year of the Snake. So
that's right, bro.
Are all you guys born in the Year of the Snake?
Yeah, well, so me, Sam, and Dave are. And Stevie, I think, is a dragon.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure what you know. Of course, he's a dragon. You know, we're all Year of the Snake, so it's like that's what we are. I don't know.
So I can say cool. to you yeah. that you and Dave and Sam are all a bunch of snakes.
I hope you mean that in the best way.
Oh, the best possible way.
Yeah.
So Year of the Snake, I think it's a great title. What was the impetus for that?
So, you know, like Dave had written, there's a song on the new record called Year of the Snake. You know, we were ready to record that. And then it's like, what do we call the record? And it's like, out of all the songs, like, you know, that one sounds the coolest. And it's kind of, that's like, you know, the three of us are Year of the Snake. So we're like, you know, it sounds tough, right? You know, you're the snake, man. Don't mess with us.
Absolutely.
Wildlife got a new record out, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but calling it the Year of the Rat, you know. That. That wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, no, you're the dog. No, that could be cool.
Yeah, that could be cool. Would it be? In fact,
you're the horse wouldn't be so cool.
So that reminds me, you said you're the dog, and so the Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog's got that. John Kay was, you know, hammering that one note on the piano in there. And your new tune, the single that's out now, Kiss and Tell, there's somebody hammering one note on the piano. Who was doing that keyboard overdub, we'll call it?
I think that was Dave. You know, there was a day in the studio where we're just kind of, you know, going through doing the last listens on everything. And, you know, there's like a few songs where we're like, man, if we just did the one note keyboard thing. So it happens on a few tracks on the record. I know I can think of at least two. And it's just like, I love doing that stuff. It's so simple and perfect. And it just adds that little like kick in the ass, you know.
Oh, I love it too. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 100%. That's just extra lift that gets you over the pole, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
So on your Facebook page, I saw a couple of shows listed on the band's Facebook page, a couple of shows listed for July in Denver. Is that some kind of festival?
Yeah, so our buddy Tony puts that on. He usually does it in Tulsa, Oklahoma every year around, you know, July 4th weekend. And this year he's moved it to Denver, which I'm pretty stoked about because I have a lot of friends. We played Denver quite a few times. Good rock and roll scene, good punk scene out there. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Well, do you have any shows going on before the summer months?
You know, we just locked down one in April. April 25th with the Mummies. Mummies and our pals Metal Leg, I think, are on the bill as well. And the Metal Leg is a really cool band. If you guys don't know them, you should check them out. But yeah, I'm excited to play with the Mummies too. That's going to be awesome. And that's April 25th at Elsewhere, I believe.
So where is that? Is that Brooklyn. New York?
Yeah, that's I think it's in Williamsburg.
Oh, very cool.
Bushwick, you know, Northern Brooklyn. I can tell you that much.
Northern Brooklyn. Very cool. Well, man, I am really excited about this, about the new album coming up. And I have to say, Spencer, thanks again for talking with me today on Our Coolest Conversations.
Man, Manfred, thanks for having me. It's always great chatting with you, buddy.
Well, to keep us focused on the new album, let's hear your single Neon Nightmares from last October, but it's going to be included on Year of the Snake when it comes out on April the 17th. So it's Wildlife here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Neon Nightmare from Wildlife here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Singles from October of 2019 and set to be included on their new album, Year of the Snake, due out on Wicked Cool Records in April of this year. I am the Matty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's bass player, Spencer Alexander, for speaking with me on Our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. And join me next week when my special guest will be Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. That's next week's Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.